So, what do you think when you hear that? You may think, oh wow, that's a couple really having a great time. Boyfriend and girlfriend enjoying each other. Nice. Well, we were having a great time, and we were really enjoying each other. But we're not exactly boyfriend and girlfriend. We have a different kind of relationship. Because the people you hear right now in the background, well, that is me and my brother. Ooh. Yeah, I know, difficult and sort of wrong, question mark. But, well, sometimes things happen and you can't really explain them. It's a long story, but, well, it's actually not that long. I don't know. It's just weird to think how it happened. It just kind of happened without any of us expecting it. And it's not my fault entirely, I guess. I mean, it always takes two to do what you hear right now still. So, I mean, I guess to know how we ended up where we are now, you need to know how we started it to understand it better. I don't know. If you want to, maybe you don't. I guess I'll just explain. And I really don't know how to start explaining what happened. I guess we'll just start at the very beginning. I guess that's best. I'm not sure. So, here's what you need to know. Me and my brother, we grew up together, yes, but my parents got a divorce when we were around, like, 10 or 12. Like, I was 10, he was 12. And I stayed with my mom, he stayed with our dad. And so we were separated from each other for about 5 years. And then our parents got together again, and we were super excited. And we moved back together when we were around, like, when I was around 15 and he was around 17, we moved back in together, and it was kind of weird. I mean, we did see each other a lot, of course, you know. Normally, we would see each other a lot. It's not like we got estranged or something, but we didn't live with each other anymore. So when we lived together again, I don't know, it was weird. It was not like I still lived with my older brother anymore. It's like, you know, I went through puberty living with just my mom, and he went through puberty living with just our dad. And so living close to him like that was kind of weird. I locked my doors a lot because I didn't want him to just, you know, walk past my door and see me change, and I didn't want him to come into the bathroom when I'm taking a shower. So a lot of locked doors. Not that I felt uncomfortable or unsafe around him, I just didn't know how to behave living with a guy again. I mean, my father was another thing, but my brother, I don't know, I just didn't know how to behave around him. It's kind of weird. And well, it was okay. So we lived like that for like 2 or 3 years. And the summer I turned 18, like half a year after that, things started to turn into a direction that I never thought it would. And one particular event led to spiral of maybe bad decisions, question mark? I don't know. We will see. But Well, just see for yourself what happened, I guess.
Oh, man. Where's my charger?
Damn it.
I have it here, I know it. I bet he took it. The old son of a bitch. No, 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 no. Always the same. You can't just ask. And it's... I...
Okay, so what you need to know here is that, well, basically what happened was I heard him have sex with this girl and his door was not closed all the way, so it was his fault. And I looked, well, I peeked into his room and I saw this girl and she was riding him and she was wearing my top. And... she had my big hoop earrings in, and she had her hair in a braid, like I like to wear it sometimes, and she wore one of my skirts, and, well, I was a little confused about what that meant. I mean, she clearly didn't get here naked. Why was she wearing my things? Why did she look so much like me? I mean, she had a similar hair color than me. Her hair was a similar length. I mean, what the hell? I guess if he has a type, that's okay. But is my brother's type me? His sister? And why would he make her wear stuff like that? So, well, first of all, I was pretty offended and shocked by the fact that they went through my stuff earlier before I was home. But that she was wearing it while they were having sex? I don't know. Man, I was really confused. But, well, I guess maybe I should have just left and let them do whatever and confront him about it later. Or just confront him right there. Instead, I did. Well, I'm not proud of what I did then, but I somehow couldn't help it.
Baby, fuck me, fuck me. Yeah. Oh, yes, baby. You like my top? Oh, you do. Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to help my tits bounce on top? Yeah, yeah. Fuck me.
Yeah, so I basically touched myself watching them have sex. And in hindsight, I guess what turned me on the most about it was, I mean, looking back, really looking back, back then I didn't realize it, but now I guess I did, was that because she had her back to me and she was wearing my clothes and she looked somewhat similar to me, it looked like, well, it kind of looked like I was watching him and me have sex. And that was what kind of turned me on, I suppose. I'm not sure. Back then, I just was, for some reason, all of a sudden, so turned on. And I just had to touch myself. And when they climaxed, I climaxed too. And then they were done and she got off of him and I got scared and I just ran away. And I just hoped that I could just let this topic be and never think about it again, what happened. But it just kept replaying in my mind, and I kept touching myself, thinking about it. Because I couldn't get this picture out of my mind. Him and me, you know. It was not me, but it looked like me, so I don't know. So, like, 4 or 5 days went by until the next thing happened, and, well, I'm really not proud of that either. I was just still confused how he got his hands on my stuff, and I wondered, well, is it true? I mean, am I crazy for thinking that he did that because he had a thing for me, or am I just going crazy? I kind of needed that out of my head. And if I didn't find any other evidence that I was what he actually desired, then I would have just let it go, forget about it, and never think about it again, and definitely not confront him about it. But well, you can see for yourself what happened.
There must be something. I mean, I know that I'm missing a couple of my thongs and that one bra. There must be here something. Lost this like weeks ago, and I mean, that's the pink dildo I thought I lost while moving back. And what is this? I mean, what?
That book was filled with pictures of me. Pictures of me in bikinis and stuff. And if I wouldn't have been so shocked, I would have heard him coming in, but I didn't.
I'm not looking. Okay. Did you take my underwear? No, I'm not. I'm just asking you. Look, I know it might seem weird that I'm going through your stuff, and maybe I shouldn't have, but I just needed to know something. The other day I saw you with that girl. And she wore my stuff. Yeah, I saw you having sex with that girl wearing my stuff. She wore my top, my skirt. She had my hoop earrings in. She wore her hair that it was my color in the same braid that I like to wear it. I mean, was that all just a coincidence? Did she get her stuff wet and she had to put on my clothes? But that doesn't explain why she was also wearing my accessories. Did you tell her to wear it? Or was she just thinking it was fun? Is it her weird, sick and twisted mind that wanted to do it? Or did you ask her to do it? Because I cannot think that a stranger would go into my room and take my stuff. I know that the skirt was freshly washed in my closet. And that top was not freshly washed. I know that because I wore it the other day, the day before that. And, I just want to know because... And I wanted to know. And so I went into your room now and see if it was true because... I know that you've been doing laundry the other day and I was missing a couple of things. Like this. This panty. And this thong. And I see this. This book is filled with pictures of me. From last summer vacation when we were in that water park. Is there anything that you want to tell me or... I just want to understand. I swear I won't get angry.
And well, he did explain it to me. And it was different than I thought it would be. I thought that he would feel attacked and offended and insulted and would yell at me and throw me out of his room. And it would be very weird and awful for the next couple weeks until he would just forget about it. But... he sat down next to me on the bed and he said that, well, he has felt strange about me for some time, ever since we moved back together, and he couldn't explain it to him why. He felt weird about it too, and he felt very embarrassed about it, and he didn't want me to feel like unsafe around him, so he just kept it for himself because he felt weird and twisted and like he knew that it was wrong. Oh, and the girl that he was with, he met her on an app, on a very special app where people can exchange their kinks and stuff, and he said that he was into role play, and she came over and, well, he asked her if she could wear this top and the skirt and all that. He had taken it from my room before she came. But he still felt too embarrassed to tell her that he wanted her to impersonate me. So he just said that she would be a girl from school that he was into. And that she should just, put all this on and just, it was quiet for a little while, and well, because he just came clean about this all and was very honest and very, very, truthful about it, I thought I should come clean about the things that happened that day and the days after it too, because what the hell, why shouldn't I at this point? Well, well, when I saw you with her in your room, it was first a little shock, like, oh my god, I just caught my brother having sex. And then when I noticed that she wore my stuff, I was just confused. But I sort of couldn't stop looking. And since you have been so honest with me, I guess, why shouldn't I also be honest with you? So I masturbated while watching you fuck her. Yeah. I rubbed my pussy watching my brother fuck a girl that looks like me. And to top it all off, I came when you came. And to top it off even more, I kept masturbating, thinking about what I saw. About what I saw, what I felt like, what I heard, and just... it kept making me wet so much, so I just kept doing it. Up until, like, I don't know, 2 hours ago, I did it the last time. God. We are super messed up. Gosh, can you believe it? The brother and sister who got reunited again now have the hots for each other, like, isn't that just crazy? My God. Just like, so have you been feeling this way about me since we moved back in together, or? Okay. No, I guess I understand it, because, yeah, totally, it felt not the same anymore. I mean, it's not like we didn't see each other for years. We saw each other all the time, but being this close together again day and night is just different. I understand. I kind of felt, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that I was turned on by it, or just like I felt the way that I'm feeling now from the very beginning that we moved back in together. I just knew that it felt different than it did before, and that it was, something felt off. I just couldn't pinpoint it. I don't know. I just, maybe I didn't want to feel it because I thought that it couldn't be, it shouldn't be. I don't know. yeah. No, I know. So we had this super long, very nice talk about, well, what happened, why it happened, la la la. We could have just left it there and just went on. But then, well, I guess we made a decision that we shouldn't have done. I mean, I'm not sure yet, but maybe some of you will think that that was the wrong decision that we made. But well, in that moment, it just kind of felt like it felt inevitable, like that would have happened sooner or later. And we just couldn't help it after all this tension, like for the past few days. And for him, the past few years, I just felt like what happened next was really inevitable. So what now? I mean, do we just, I don't know, act like this never happened? I mean, I get my stuff back. You can keep the pictures, I don't know. And we just act like nothing happened, or, I mean, yeah, I don't know either. It kind of feels like I can't go back to before knowing what I know now, and to before feeling what I felt towards you. I don't know. Yeah, I know.
I kept reliving that moment and seeing you fuck me, sort of. I don't know. And I always wondered what it would be like if we did it for real.
Stop. I know it's wrong. I know it's incest. And I mean, we both know we shouldn't feel this way to begin with, you know? So it's like, it's messed up anyways, no? Like, you shouldn't look at pictures and jerk off, and I shouldn't think of you fucking someone and masturbate. So it's messed up anyways, so. What if we just kind of... maybe it's just we're curious about it. And if we were to give in to these feelings and just walk down that path for a little bit until one of us feels uncomfortable or just feels like it's not good, we can just let it go and we won't feel this way anymore. You know what I mean? Maybe if we did that, we could just... forget about it. You know? I mean, I think it's a total weird thought to kiss my brother, but what if we just tried it? And if it feels weird and not right, we can always just stop. Stop. If it doesn't feel weird or wrong, what if neither of us wants to stop? Yeah, well, I guess there's only one way to find out. Really shouldn't. I should keep it slow. Just to not miss the point where we should stop. I know. But... I know we should really stop. And you should totally not put your hand right here. You really shouldn't be doing that. Ugh. You really shouldn't eat your sister's pussy like that. And it shouldn't feel this good. And I really shouldn't be this curious as to what it will be like. Like that. Problem now.